Here's a lesson in local history and just desserts from commentator Carol Wasserman.
Sunday mornings, we go to a horrible greasy breakfast joint out on the strip because it is the only place to get a Bloody Mary with our scrambled eggs and home fries. The sign out front says breakfast all day, and also live entertainment Friday and Saturday evenings, which is no longer true and hasn't been for years. It's the kind of place where you don't want to think too much about the kitchen. The silverware is speckled with other people's food. The plastic menus are slippery in your hand. The floor is filthy. The curtains are faded and stained. Cinder block additions to the original structure sprouted odd angles into the parking lot. The place butts up against obstructions in a way that no honest building inspector should have allowed. One of these obstructions is a tiny family cemetery, overgrown, filled with trash. The stone walls were toppled when no one was looking to make room for a dumpster. The stench of rotting garbage is overwhelming, even in winter. Here, underneath a grand marble plinth, lies Benjamin Franklin Bourne. The inscription on his monument has almost disappeared. He was captured by the Patagonians in 1849, it says, the words dissolving, and was their prisoner for 3 months. The journal of his time in captivity is still in print. It documents the unpleasantness of those 97 days among people he refers to as monstrous giants, whose table manners he found particularly appalling. Sailing from New Bedford on a schooner bound for California, he had soon grown weary of the food. "My fancy," he wrote, "began to conjure up visions of beef, fowl, and eggs." And so, eventually, the ship set anchor off the Straits of Magellan. He and several members of the crew went ashore with their guns, a bag of bread, and some tobacco to trade with the locals for fresh provisions. They were, to his great surprise, taken prisoner. He describes being offered, several weeks later, the company of women so ugly and foul-smelling that he told his captors he would prefer their dogs, please. History does not record whether, from the point of view of the canine objects of his affection, these relationships were consensual. In any event, Benjamin Franklin Bourne had money and family connections back on Cape Cod. When word of his predicament reached Boston, the Navy Department sent a ship to rescue him and bring him home, where he now sleeps between his wife Elizabeth and a rusted-out metal drum that once held 55 gallons of orange juice concentrate.
Carol Wasserman lives in Wareham, Massachusetts.